Steve, having heard your media conference, clearly very disappointed with, yeah, with the result today.
Yeah, of course. You know, you're coming back home, so we wanted to play with a good bit of tempo, a good bit of zip to us. For whatever reason, that didn't happen today. I don't know whether we looked confident enough or at the start of the game today. I'm not quite sure what got into it, whether they thought it was going to be the same game that we had down at Millwall, a horrible game like that. Either way, what they put forward today, we dealt with. I felt really, really comfortable today. I thought Harley Dean was immaculate today. And I thought whatever they came forward us with, the only way they were going to score was a counter-attack big ball like that or from a set play. You know, because obviously with the sending off of Ndoye last week, we were a bit light in that department today. So set plays was always something going into the game we were a little bit nervous of. But our passing wasn't as crisp. You know, when you've got things going with Max on the right hand side and Jonathan on the left, and you know, it so helps you that you can move on again. But it's almost like we take a couple of steps forward and then we're back to square one again. I suppose it's probably going to be like that for the rest of the season, because it's been like that before I got here and still continue since I've been here. There's been a lot of work done on the training ground to try and eradicate some of the fear, some of the problems that we've had. We didn't play bad today. We definitely didn't deserve to lose the game. We've lost it to a real scrappy goal. But the disappointment, when we get in those games and they're like they are, we're not quite experienced enough to say, okay, it's going to be one of those games today, so don't give anything away. And then later on, are we going to pressure them into a mistake or something like that? So disappointing today, really. We were better than them and we've lost the game.
You mentioned tempo. We could see in the early stages that the wide players were going to be the danger men going forward for Blues. You struggled to get the ball early enough to them.
What happened early on is they played narrow, which was the bit of a disappointment for us, which is sometimes what happens a little bit when you've got opposite fullbacks. So if Jonathan's here, Jonathan's going to open on his left foot a little bit more than Max does. Therefore, Jeremy is liable to go closer to the touchline because it's a natural passing. Whereas Jeremy was too narrow to start with and so was Max. That's fine when the opposition have got the ball. We're okay. That is our shape because that's where the press starts from. But when we've got the ball, then we needed today. We wasted 45 minutes not making the pitch bigger. And we talk about wasted minutes when things go wrong for us. But we wasted that today. Because if you have a look, the only time we really did it, we got round the back of them with Carl Jenkinson's cross in about the 43rd minute. And we wasted that time a little bit today. So today for me, you know, that was a little bit disappointing. We know that they're, you know, you look at Gallagher, you look at Boga, they're young. They're young and they're inexperienced. I don't just mean them. You know, all in all, you know, you look at the centre-backs. They're young centre-backs. We're not as experienced as some of the teams we play against. I'm not saying their centre-backs are any older today, but their centre-backs didn't play as well as our centre-backs played today, if you know what I mean. And it was obviously a difficult one with us being at home. We ended up, like we say, trying to kill their 9 and 10 off. That we didn't need to do that today because they weren't chasing us. So that was a little bit disappointing.